Welcome to a party in the Studio 2 here at Stray FM Towers. We are having a little pre-Christmas drinks party, but there is a difference to this drinks party because we are sampling Temperance Teetotal G&T, and from said company is Gillian Venning. Thank you
Hello,
for joining us.
How are you?
Yeah, really good, Jill. Good. Thank you for bringing all this in. Now, you can't see this clearly. This is radio, but in front of me here, Jill has brought all the trimmings and trappings that you would expect. Jill, tell us about this. Before we start opening these bottles and using these wonderful glasses you've brought in, tell us about this Teetotal G&T and Temperance, because you're a relatively new company, aren't you?
Yeah, very new. We're about a year old now. There are four directors. Three of the directors have been formulating the drink over the last couple of years. And it's born out of the need of when you're out socialising. One of our directors is a hotelier and recognised very much that people would come to the bar and sort of saying, oh, I'm driving, have you got anything interesting for
me?
That
moment of them going, oh, I'm driving.
Yeah,
look
driving.
At all these fun
very
things
depressed.
Everybody else is drinking. Do you know what I don't like when I drive? Is that you drink too many soft drinks that are full of sugar.
Yes.
And you end up with furry mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't feel part of the party. So what we tried to do here was create a drink. And in fact, what it is, it's an adult-styled soft drink.
Mm.
So when approaching the bar, what we train our outlets to do, to say, try this, let them have a little taste, and effectively, they believe it's a gin and tonic.
Yes.
The way we produce it is that we take the natural ingredients and the botanicals from a good gin and a good tonic, and we've blended them together, creating just the right amount of fizz.
So effectively, it takes the ingredients of a gin, and those botanicals are what gives it the gin its flavour, isn't
That's right.
But what you're not doing is putting in the alcohol.
That's it. That's exactly it.
It just seems so simple.
It is simple. And the thing is that a lot of people, when they're not, you know, they are reluctantly not drinking if they're driving, or they may be on medication, or they may be pregnant.
Mm.
I mean, we've got lots of young mums drink this a lot, and
my wife
think it's a lifesaver.
Yeah, my wife loves a gin and tonic, and that was one of the hardest things. In fact, she made me make sure that there was, you know, one of those cans of gin and tonic that you can buy from a supermarket. She made me make sure there was one of those in the fridge, ready for when baby came along.
Yeah, well, we have people who order actually cases of 24 online purely for that reason, because it's a great drink to have in the fridge. You can dress it up, and honestly, we do lots of taste samplings, and we don't tell people initially that there's no alcohol, so we let them taste it. They think they're drinking a G&T ready to serve from a bottle.
You could have great
then
fun.
We reveal.
You could have great fun with people thinking
absolutely.
They've drunk this on a blind taste test all night and going, oh, I can't drive home now. And you actually
you can. Yeah.
Well, let's crack some of these open, shall we? And we'll let the party commence. So I've actually got my own bottle opener here on my car keys, which is always slightly, but I feel fine about it today.
Well, we need to put a little bit of ice in the glass.
I love that you Jill has brought ice
in
a flask so that it doesn't melt, which is fantastic. And there she goes.
How good does that sound?
Oh, you've got to take a moment to appreciate that sound. There it is.
All the fizz.
There it is. And you've brought along, what do you call them? The condiments?
Well, yeah, I guess you could call them that. We've got ice and lemon here. We've got some thyme. We've got some cucumber. We have berries. Berries are fantastic with gin, and a lot of gin bars actually are doing all sorts of cocktails. Many bars have got a gin menu.
Yes, they
That's a really big thing. And, you know, berries in your gin. And this is really to pull through the botanicals within the mix. And it's quite amazing how this can change the drink. It just makes it interesting. You know, this is an adult-styled soft drink. And you mentioned sugar before. This has only actually got 52 calories in it.
Yeah.
We absolutely, you know, we use natural ingredients and natural sugar.
Well, that's a lot of people choose gin and tonic, gin and slim, don't they? Because they want to not have the calories that, say, wine or beer has on a night out. So a lot of people will choose gin as their drink of choice for kind of health reasons, won't they? So I guess it's a good thing to copy that over to the non-alcoholic
That's
version.
That's right. I mean, we could have gone lower on the sugar by using artificial saccharins, but we haven't gone in that route. But it compares to 78 calories in a typical tonic water, so it is just slightly better.
Yeah. I'm going to come clean now, Jill. I'm not a gin and tonic fan, but that's really nice.
You like that? Well, actually, just as a flavour in its own right, it's a great, refreshing and actually very thirst-quenching drink.
The reason I wanted to get you on the show here, Jill, because a lot of people use Christmas as a bit of an excuse to be a bit frivolous, a bit over the top, a bit extravagant.
Yeah.
And often that can carry across to their drinking habits over Christmas, can't it?
I'm sure it can. Yeah. We've all been there, I guess.
Well, quite. And I mean, I've got a piece of paper full of reasons here, Jill, because I went round the Stray FM office before you came in this evening to find out some little stories about things. And if any of these resonate with you, then maybe, just maybe, you need to try the Temperance Teetotal G&C. We would love you to share your stories where you've maybe just had that one too many over Christmas, over the festive period. You can do that on our Facebook page. We're going to run a little competition over the next couple of days. And if you give us the story that we deem most deserving or most in need of a case of Teetotal G&C, then we will make that happen for you. You will win yourself a case. So the first story here, Jill, I'd just like you to give your thoughts on this.
I once pretended at a Christmas do that I was Swedish and ended up with a guy who thought I really was Swedish. I had to pretend all night. So I went so far that when I bumped into him 6 months later, I had to pretend I didn't even know him. He was convinced that it was me, but I just insisted it wasn't. I could see the heartbreak in his eyes.
Oh, seems like a good idea when you've had a couple, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose you can carry that off when you've had a few drinks better than when you meet somebody in the cold light of day, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you've exchanged numbers at the end of that night and you're having to wonder how... do I need to just, in this text message back, do I need to just put a Swedish spelling mistake in there or something? So that was... I will say, that was from Becky, who's the commercial director here at Stray FM.
Well done, Becky.
Another good one here.
At home one Christmas, during the family meal, I was opening a bottle of wine. I'd had a few, being 16, and when pulling the cork out, smashed the top of the corkscrew into my eyebrow, splitting it open, covering a couple of members in blood and effectively causing chaos around the table with people trying to get away from me. I then went upstairs and threw up and woke up on Boxing Day.
Nice. Yeah, great story.
Well, first of all, if you're under 18, don't drink, because it's not allowed. And two, John, maybe you want to try... In fact, actually, I know John's a big fan of these Teetotal G&T Chill.
Yeah.
The key thing here is that it gives you an alternative that allows you to feel part of whatever is going on, whether you're around the Christmas dinner table, whether you're out on a night out. Well, in fact, it says on the bottle, doesn't it? What does it say? Tonight's folly, tomorrow's regret.
Yeah.
And there is a message for anyone considering having too many tonight. Jill, it's Christmas party season. They're a hotbed for potential embarrassment and, in extreme cases, potential job losses.
Yes.
So one of the things that people struggle with at a Christmas party is often you're given the afternoon off before your Christmas party. You go, oh, we'll just have a few warm-ups. We'll just get warmed up. And then the night goes on a very long time and people get themselves into a bit of a mess. Like this person.
I went to the Christmas party and partners were invited, and I saw two ladies who were sat together who I didn't recognise, so I started chatting to them. Eventually I asked where they'd met and how long they'd been together. It turned out one of them was our biggest client, and the other one was a new member of our team. They'd just been sat next to each other because they had no plus ones. I shuffled off quite rapidly.
So embarrassing moments can happen, and this can, I guess, be used to help pace yourself, can't it? Because it's still...
Yeah.
Some people socially feel a bit awkward not having a soft drink in their hand, don't they? They kind of they worry.
I think people get very excited, especially for a Christmas party. It's a one-off event, and you know, when people get excited about seeing all the friends and they're going to have lots of fun, you know, they really can, you know, maybe pre-drink before they go out and things like that, you know, and that's where the trouble starts, perhaps.
And of course, if you're driving over the festive period, then this just helps you avoid that thing of going, oh, can I have that drink but not that drink? Or I've had one, is that okay? Just forget all of that.
Yeah.
And try this. Why not? So when you're out and about, a lot of places stocking this around the Stray FM area now, aren't they?
Absolutely. We've got Aiken Humphreys on Leeds Road have got the product and are supplying lots of bars around town. Yorkshire Vintners, ask for it. I mean, that's the best way of getting this product out and known, is if you go into your local and you're not driving or you want a non-alcoholic soft drink, ask for Teetotal G&T.
Indeed, yes. And of course, if you want to find out more about it or if you just want to order a case in, then you can go to your website.
Yeah, absolutely. ttscompany.co.uk.
Jill, have a wonderful Teetotal Christmas.
I will do. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to everyone.